The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Many people exhibit an aversion to bats. I think that's largely because we can be spooked by finding them hanging on our porch rafters or suddenly flying by. But there is very little need to worry about bats. Most of the 47 bat species native to the United States and Canada feed on insects. A single little brown bat can devour up to 3,000 insects a night. Three bat species, lesser long-nosed, Mexican long-tongued, and greater long-nosed bats, migrate from winter homes in Mexico into Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas during late spring and summer, feeding on and pollinating the blooms of agave and native cacti such as saguaro. Eight native bats are on the federal endangered species list. Some species are declining sharply due to white nose syndrome, an often fatal disease that since 2006 has spread from a few caves in the Northeast to 33 states and 7 Canadian provinces, killing an estimated 5 to 7 million hibernating bats. So here's a simple thing you can do to help beleaguered bats. More than half our native bats roost in tree cavities or the narrow, rough spaces between the bark and wood. If a dead tree doesn't pose a safety concern, leave it in your backyard for the bats.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.